This is Dr. Mehdi for the patient Pedro Iribarren, IRRIBARREN, medical records 148438, date of birth 3/7/1963, referring to San Mital Shaw, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure caused napolepectomy biopsies, date of the procedure June 26, 2024, indications, chronic colon cancer, history of colon polyp, post-op diagnosis, impression 1. Internal hemorrhage, number 2, 2 colon polyps removed, number 3, submucosal nodule noted in the cecum, possibly inverted appendix. This is similar appearance to colonoscopy from 3 years ago. Biopsy at that time were unremarkable. This was biopsied again, period. Deformed section cecum, complication non-immediate, medication as promotion anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, Boston Perfection score of 9, period. Over procedure, as per colonoscopy template, paragraph findings, endorectal internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigma descending colon appeared normal, paragraph. In the descending colon, there's a cecal polyp about 4 to 5 millimeters pale, caused napolepectomy performed, paragraph. Spleen flexure appeared normal, paragraph. In the transverse colon, diminished polyp about 3 to 4 millimeters pale, caused napolepectomy performed, paragraph. Hepatic flexure appeared normal, paragraph. Descending colon cecum appeared normal, period otherwise. In the cecum and the appendiceal orifice, this seems to be a submucosal nodule. This is possibly consistent with inverted appendix, period. This is similar appearance to prior colonoscopy 3 years ago, period. Biopsy is taken, period. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet, 3 fiber supplementation, next number, monitor clinical next number. We'll do CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis for verification and follow up on the further work up on the submucosal nodule of the cecum period. Patient is to follow up in GFS in 3 to 4 weeks, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, unless otherwise indicated by pathology report.